ska music. You're alright.
Watch out!
Ska Team Suicide, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR. It's just after 8 o'clock. Sorry for the slightly delayed start tonight, but all is good. Thanks again, as always, to the fine folks at Shameless for a stellar hour and a half. They'll be back in 2 weeks' time, of course. Next week at 6:30, Sam Squanch's Hideaway with Anita B., who I'm sure will be in fine fettle after her first week back at school. She is a teacher, you know. So I'm Val. I'm your lovely hostess for the next 2 hours, roughly. 2 hours of eclectic roots music. A patchouli and a kumbaya free zone. I'm adding patchouli in there only because I'm really noticing my scent allergies have been acting up. And that includes, natural essential oils and patchouli, as well as the usual crap that you would think would cause my head to explode, like, you know, Axe, Drakkar Noir, all those other chemical-y things. But anyway, enough about me. I will apologize in advance if I do seem a little bit out of sorts, snarky, bum knee. There's two words for you. So for all of you folks out there who have bum knees, boy, do I sympathize. I feel your pain literally this week, as it turns out. So let's get into some music and make it all better, shall we? How about this little band from the big city of Toronto, Ontario? They are playing here in town tonight. So if you're in the mood to get yourself some good instrumental bluegrass, newgrass, old-timey, string bandy kind of stuff, these are your guys. They are doing, I think, a couple of sets at the St. James Hall, starting at 8:30, so doors are open. Get on down there. They're located at 10th and Trutch in the heart of Kitsilano. And we're going to listen to something from their second album, which was called Side 2. Here's the Creaking Tree String Quartet with Old Crow. Welcome to Folk Oasis. needs to live out just for us. Wasn't that lovely? That was Horse Feathers. They're from Portland, Oregon. And that was a band, one of the finer bands that I was able to see at Bumbershoot this last weekend. And Horse Feathers, okay, I'm looking up their MySpace page to see where they are on tour. It happens that starting September 11th, which is the weekend, they are going to be in the UK for a little stretch. Netherlands, Belgium, all that. Actually, wow. Looks like about a month overseas in all. And, oh, it doesn't say in here, but for some reason, I have the idea in my head that they're going to be in Vancouver at the beginning of December. I may have seen that on another page. So I will definitely keep you posted because I highly recommend seeing them. And I have to say they pulled off quite an amazing feat, which was to get a large outdoor crowd to remain quiet. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. So, of course, I'm watching this and thinking, boy, this is definitely the kind of band I would like to see in a small venue on a rainy night. So there we go, December Media Club. In any case, yeah, Bumbershoot. Part of the reason my knee's really acting up. I think I overdid it a bit, but I had a good time. I don't know, any of you other folks out there? Send me an email, folkoasis@gmail.com, if you were at Bumbershoot. Tell me a little bit about what you got up to, how you enjoyed it. I've also got a telephone here in the studio. That's a very quiet 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, and I would like to welcome... Let's start with the people listening on podcast. I might have a few new listeners. That's always very exciting if you like what you're hearing. Please do tell your friends, and the word is slowly spreading about our fine little station here. Thanks so much for supporting community and campus radio. Yes, we are CITR, located on campus here at UBC. And if you are a UBC student, come on, drop on by between classes and visit. We just had an open house today. I think we had a few people coming in, but you're certainly more than welcome. During business hours especially, there's always one or two staff members around. They're happy to give you a quick tour or have you sign up for one of the official tours. And if you're thinking of volunteering, hey, even better. But if you just kind of want to look, take a peek behind the scenes, we do have a pretty nifty studio here, I have to say. So, okay, Horse Feathers, I've told you about that. That was Belly of June from, the new CD. What is the name of it? The CD is named Thistled Spring. And they did a most amazing version of a Gillian Welch tune that almost had me in tears on a Sunday afternoon. That was quite something. So Horse Feathers, folk indie from Portland, and we started off tonight's show with Toronto string band called the Creaking Tree String Quartet, and they are playing at St. James Hall this evening. It is not a Rogue Folk Club show. It is something they're putting on themselves, so I'm just getting the word out for them, or, you know, doing what I can. And, you know, it's especially for your students, you still got some money in the bank from your student loan. You know, no classes, no homework. I think you should go down to the St. James Hall. Just saying. So, if you're just tuning in, this is Val. This is Folk Oasis. 2 hours of eclectic roots music. We've covered that. Thanks to all you local folks who are listening. Thanks to all you people listening live over the internet. We are streaming live, of course. And one thing I do want to say, boy, I'm really digging these colored labels on Gmail. Again, folkoasis@gmail.com if you just want to say hi, or if you are a local musician and you have a gig to plug. It's another good reason to get in touch with me. I do a concert calendar at about 9 o'clock. So remember last week when I had kind of a crazy show with people coming and going, and Frazee Ford, a former Be Good Tanny, was one of them, and she had two autographed CDs to give away. And remember how I said that I would give one away to the person who emailed me from furthest around the globe or across the globe? And guess who that person was? It was a lovely young woman named Lizzie Trafford from Edinburgh, ooh, in Scotland. Wonderful. So she gets one of those CDs. And the other winner was Teresa, who lives over all the way over on the east side on Venables. So, hey, Teresa and Lizzie, thanks again so much for playing, entering the contest. You know, I looked into our giveaway book here at the station. There's not a lot that's roots music oriented, but only because this show is coming up tomorrow. Anyone who's interested, Man and Let's Wrestle are playing tomorrow evening at the Rickshaw Theater. The Rickshaw Theater, that's a pretty spiffy piece of neon they got outside there, eh? So, Main and Hastings, the Rickshaw Theater, September 9th, 2010. If anybody wants tickets to see Man and Let's Wrestle. I have no idea what those bands are about. I sort of have an idea in my mind just from the names, but, and the fact that it's at the Rickshaw. Probably pretty edgy, you know. Any hipsters out there, 604-822-2487. And this is another gentleman, actually, who has a show tomorrow evening. And that's where you're going to find me. Oh, yeah, we'll do him first, I guess. I have a couple other things lined up. Mr. Rodney DeCrew, he was also in the station last week. You fine regular listeners might recall. And I was hoping to get this particular track played last week, but we just ran out of time. So here you go, Rodney, for you and for all you fine listeners. This is something that's a little bit more poppy, a little bit more perhaps new wavy than his regular material from his 2-CD set. Queen Mary Trash, this is Rodney DeCrew with Paris Spleen, and he will be at the Wise Hall tomorrow evening.
Seems your punk rock boots and your pill bottle skis. Ooh, HCR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Avec Marie-Ève Dumoulin pour tout savoir sur les activités culturelles francophones de Vancouver et ses environs, plus de la musique 100% francophone du Québec et d'ailleurs. With French Connection, you will discover everything about the French culture on CITR 101.9 FM.
There is more money in my pocket.
Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and the surrounding university area.
You bought it for $1. Sign the title into your name. You said that you would do the same for me. Now that truck is sitting in the weeds. I want my truck.
Hey Okay, I wonder if I can write them down as CanCon Canadian content for mentioning Manitoba. Probably not. But that was a little American group by the name of Tin Bird Choir. Their CD is called Barn Rock. You can find them at tinbirdchoir.com, and they hail from, let me get this exactly right here, they're from post-rural Chester County, Pennsylvania, home to some of the richest farmland in the world, whose many fields are fading fast. So this is their debut album, and you know, there you go. Sounds kind of interesting. So that one came in this week's mail. Tin Bird Choir, and before that, we heard from the Wilderness of Manitoba. Isn't that a wonderful track? Orono Park. And if you're wondering what that noise is that you can't maybe quite identify, or you think it's something electronic, I believe those are Tibetan singing bowls, because they do use those in their live show. Had the great pleasure of seeing their very first Vancouver show, which was not that long ago, this summer. In I'm trying to think now, where was it? Oh yes, Little Mountain Gallery, where there isn't any live music at for the time being. I think that there's some zoning issues. In any case, The Wilderness of Manitoba, you should definitely check that album out. Orono Park, that's the opening track. And we started off with Paris Spleen from Mr. Rodney DeCrew, who is doing a show tomorrow evening. I believe, it's a 9 o'clock show for some reason. Something like that. At the Wise Hall, and opening for him will be Ivan Coyote is doing some storytelling, and as well, Carolyn Mark will be doing a little set, and Carolyn will also, of course, be singing with Rodney, as she did on his album, Queen Mary Trash. So, if you're just tuning in, welcome to Folk Oasis. Sit yourself down a while and enjoy. I'm here until 10 p.m., of course, at 10 p.m., Sexy in Van City, hosted by Carolyn, followed by the inimitable Marian, our pocretudinous Polish prince, with his Hans von Klaus's Misery Hours. So do stay tuned, won't you? Okay, coming up next, we're going to switch over to this CD, came in the mail, a folk guitarist from Toronto, I believe. In any case, he's doing his CD release party in Toronto. It's not till October 4th. But we'll give that a quick plug in case for you Toronto people that are listening, or if you're on your way to Toronto. What can we tell you about Mr. Steve Raiken, R-A-I-K-E-N, in case you want to Google him? Well, apparently he's been playing guitar for over 40 years. One of these guys who sort of, you know, had the challenging day job. Looks like it was something to do with health care, which, as we know, very challenging. And then he started at some point, I guess around the beginning of this century, kids are older, pulls the guitar back out of the closet, starts going to open mics, all that stuff. So then and then now we fast forward to 2010, and he has an album which he opens with this song, and it, as he says in his own bio here, it's Bruce Coburn-esque, and he intentionally opens the album with this cut, I guess because it's you know, it's a satisfied reflection on life and love. There you go. So here he is, Mr. Steve Raiken.
Thank you. do. Your own traitors and wise men all the same. They are the ones who know the game. Ignore their words, but watch their eyes. You are my son, so they're disguised. Charlatans and clowns, they are the ones who seem so sound. But if you listen to your old man's song, you might just find right from wrong. Right from wrongs. And wise men are all the same. They are the ones who know the game. Ignore their words, but watch their eyes. You are my sons, know their disguise. Boys, listen to me. Shook my nation's foundation, and now I can't go home.
Oh, chain lightning, great storm arising, shook my nation's foundation, and now I can't go home. Rain falling steady, wind howling heavy, cracking the levee, children, hear the awful truth. God made an oak tree, God made my sea, mother and my family torn from my arms. Oh, chain lightning, a great storm rising, shook my nation's foundation, and now I can't go home. I had a country, I had a family, I had a great city older than the sea. Flying over Pontchartrain, flying over Hurricane, high above the Civil War, your flag's forgotten me. Oh, chain lightning, a great storm arising, shook my nation's foundation, and now I can't go home. Who's that standing in the wings with bread and water and my dreams? Them for whom freedom rings, who slept right through the storm. They lied to their brethren, they lied up to heaven, lied to their children, Lord, crying from the roof. Oh, chain lightning, great storm arising, shook my nation's foundation, and now I can't go home. Oh, chain lightning, great storm arising, shook my nation's foundation, now I can't go home.
The days were all the same. I drank away my sorrows every night. I gambled every dollar that came to my hand on two-bit nags and cold back alley fights. I took the wrong turn. I didn't know what to do. I took the wrong turn on a trail I thought I knew. A dark, dark path, no end in sight. No way out till I saw the light of the wrong turn that led me right to you. Since I never settled down, my pathway called, I was heading out just like before. I turned the corner and turned my life around. I took the wrong turn. I didn't know what to do. I took the wrong turn. sight. No way out till I saw the light of the wrong turn that led me right to you. I took the wrong turn. I took the wrong turn. I took the wrong turn. I took the wrong turn.
Wrong turn, yes. Well, I figured I would play another High Rise Lonesome song since I cut their other song off. Yes. Anyway, so that was Wrong Turn, written by Vic Smith and Don Fraser, who are two-fifths of High Rise Lonesome. They're a local bluegrass band who have a CD release party coming up September 20th at the Anza Club. And let me... click there for a second. You might well recognize the members of High Rise Lonesome if you hung out at all at bluegrass jams around the city, and especially the one that happens Monday evenings at the Anza Club, both upstairs and down. And if this is the first time you're hearing this, hey, there's a cool bluegrass jam. Yeah, especially you folks that are new to town, just starting school here or work here or whatever, and you have been known to pick up a banjo or a mandolin or a guitar or even an accordion. Yes, there's a bluegrass jam Monday nights, and one of the members of High Rise Lonesome, Sue Malcolm, also leads a slow pitch jam once a month, which is a great way for those of you who are just, picking up an instrument or haven't played for a while or aren't familiar with bluegrass etiquette. All those kinds of things. You can, sort of ease your way into it. And the best place to learn about all this is at the Pacific Bluegrass and Heritage Society webpage, which is at www.pacificbluegrass.bc.ca. There you go. So let's see, backtracking here. So that was Wrong Turn that we just heard from High Rise Lonesome. And before that, from South Carolina, another gentleman who's been playing folk music for quite a long time. His bio says 50 years plus. My goodness. He's looking pretty good and sounding great. Mr. Jack Williams, his new CD is called The High Road Home. And Oh Chain Lightning was the song, which is very specifically about all the devastation caused by Hurricane Katrina. Of course, that was in the news the last couple of weeks, it being the fifth anniversary and whatnot. And before that, High Rise Lonesome with Big Black Eye were part of it. A very nice banjo tune, which was apparently inspired by Jay Buchwald's short-lived baseball career. A nice little banjo tune composed by and performed by Jay. And then we started off with Toronto's Steve Rakin and A Father's Song. His CD release party happening in October, but far away from us. In any case, you are listening to Folk Oasis on CITR 101.9 FM. It's already about 5 minutes to nine. I think I'll play a couple tunes quickly, and then we'll get into a bit of a concert calendar, because there's some really great stuff happening around the city this week. So, this CD, another one that's a fairly new arrival in the mail. And let's see, clicking to her biograph here. From her biography, it's very difficult to tell where exactly she's from. There's some vague mention of upstate New York, so I'll go with that. In any case, this woman that you're about to hear is named Lisa Bigwood. Her new CD is called Intrepid, and we're going to listen to something called Cold Mountain River.
Up to my my neck without a sound. Up to my neck without a sound. When I am, the coyotes sing their song. I'm too wet about living where they belong. In the darkness holds no fear. I never met anyone meant to harm me living here. Cold mountain river, I'm home. Green arms around my waist. Fingers of mist rise up to kiss my face. I'm sleeping with the mountain. Tonight I won't be alone. Cold mountain river.
That's got a nice long fade on it. That is a wonderful track from Justin Rutledge's latest CD, which is called The Early Widows, The Heart of a River. And before that, another song about rivers as performed by Lisa Bigwood. Her new CD is called Intrepid, and the song was Cold Mountain River. Rivers, moons, geez, I had a list once of sort of the most common themes in folk and roots music. Moon, rivers, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Spring, seasons, something to do with the seasons, you know, spring, autumn are popular seasons, of course, in folk music, are they not? Well, in any case, it is, it's that time of the night, my friends. The painkillers are wearing off, and it's 5 minutes past nine. Actually, I'm not doing too badly. So I hope the rest of you are doing well, enjoying this first week of September. Wow, where the heck did the year go? And a big howdy and shout out to all my fellow Virgos out there. There's an awful lot of birthdays this month. I know in my family, I always have to stockpile a bunch of, you know, money and presents because there's four September birthdays, two are Libra, two are Virgo. So imagine growing up with that, my friends. In any case, today, I believe, it is Nico Case's birthday, as well as, I should look it up on, you know, the old Wikipedia. I do know that Mr. Sean Connor of local music blog Gutter Sniped is also celebrating a birthday. I'm sure there's a few others out there. I myself have one coming up quite soon. I won't say when. September. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and there's some rude gestures that go with that. Because, you know, if you you count back and you do the math for the date of conception, yeah, it kind of follows, falls in the holiday season. So just think how many of us were here because alcohol may have been involved. In any case, it is time to do a little bit of a concert calendar. So we shall do that and have us a little instrumental music from Steve Rakin, actually. This is a little song called Muskoka Morning. We'll just put on repeat and I will tell you what's coming to town. Okay, concerts this week. Yes, let's get right into it. Hey, this is pretty exciting. You know, now that fall has rolled around and you need your little dose of playing Celtic music, if you are a musician and you like to do Celtic kind of session stuff, the fine folks at Celtic Traditions will be starting their Thursday sessions again. Next Thursday, actually. They start September 16th and every Thursday after that at about 8 p.m. It's a liquor-free zone, but they do, however, have tea and coffee and to, you know, drop by for a nominal little fee. And they like to set it up as a pub session, you know, except for the part with no beer, of course. So, hey, did you know that CITR's very own Battle of the Bands, Shindig, is about to get underway? Wow. Again, September already, and every Tuesday at the Railway Club until the 7th of December. You can see Tuesday night, three new and upcoming bands handpicked by our fine jury, and they'll be battling it out for prizes and, you know, bragging rights and all that stuff. Take a look at shindig.citr.ca for who's coming and some of the history, and hey, even a little list of some of the really cool bands who won Shindig or didn't win Shindig and went on to greater things. In any case, this Tuesday, it's Clockmakers, Ila Taco, and Keep Tidy. Keep Tidy, I note, is in all caps. So there you go. So that's next Tuesday. And every Tuesday at the Railway Club. And yours truly hopes to be a judge for one or two nights. So I always have a good time. Hey, the Sojourners have a gospel cruise coming up. This is very, very cool stuff. Happening, let me get the date here again. Oh, isn't that interesting? It's not listed on this one. Okay, sorry, I have it on another piece of paper, thankfully. Well, don't you gotta love managers and people who work for bands and then leave out key info like dates. Whoops. Okay, the Sojourners, this is September 19th, the Gospel Cruise on the boat, the Queen of Diamonds, leaving at 11 a.m. There is a discount if you're a member of the Rogue Folk Club. Yes, setting sail at 11 a.m. from behind the Edgewater Casino at the Plaza of Nations. Ticket price includes the cruise, barbecue, food, yes, and music. And check out the music. It's going to include Kenny Blues Boss Wayne, Candace Churchill, and the Gospel Experience, Jim Burns, and several surprises. And there's going to be a couple of house bands playing, which include the likes of Paul Pigott, Bill Runge, Russ Jackson, Chris Nordquist, and Jesse Cahill. So that'll be a lot of fun. A good old gospel cruise on the 19th. Of September. September 16th at Ironworks, which is at 235 Alexander Street, you can hear some fingerstyle guitar playing by a gent, calls himself the Acoustic Ninja, Trace Bundy. He'll be playing live at the Ironworks. And that date again, Thursday, September 16th. Railway Club this week. Well, let's see what have we got here. Tonight, Angie Mattson, Daisy Blue Groff, and Groff Cloma. Trying to see. Sounds like it's a little bit of jazz, bluegrass, tribal, a little bit of everything there tonight at the rail. Tomorrow, it's Rat Silo, Preston, and Fletcher. Okay, Friday night, Analog Bell Service. Aunts and Uncles and Tarek. CBC Radio 3's Tarek, who is also one of the MCs at this year's Folk Fest. That's quite a triple bill there, so you might want to get down there early on Friday. Doors at 8 from the looks of it, so again, Analog Bell Service. Aunts and Uncles and Tarek. Saturday, September 11th. The Matinee, Walter Dandy, and the Dusty Seeds with Redbird and Pete Werner. That's a whole bunch of music crammed in there. Sunday, Nat J, former editor of Discorder, Jody King, and Keith and Renee. That's going to be more of a singer-songwriter sort of evening. And next Monday, it's Fuzzcat with Baked Potato. So that's all at the Railway Club, which, of course, is located at 579 Dunsmuir, up on the second floor. Looks like there is a Blues Caboose reunion concert on September 11th at the Crescent Beach Legion. Yes, that is in Surrey at 128th Street from 8 to midnight. And let's take a look at this poster in case it has some more info I need to pass on to you. Blues Caboose Reunion Show. Okay, come on. Here we go. They were, Blues bands from the late 90s. And all the original members will be there. David Claremont, Martin Ead, Tony Reese, and Randy Schultz. There you go. And that's a nice little Legion, by the way. I've been there a few times down there in Crescent Beach. Here is something from the fine folks at East Van Gypsy Folk Swingsters, Maria and the Shower. They are back home after a busy summer. So they have a few things coming up in the area. September 9th, which is tomorrow, they're doing the Vancouver Fringe Festival Fringe Bar. Oh, yes, the Fringe Festival is on. That's at 10:30 p.m., and that's for free show. On the 17th, they'll be at Café du Soleil, 9 p.m., September 24th, and we'll be talking about this later in the month, the Accordion Noir Festival at the Grand Vue Legion. And I'll also be doing a little fundraiser for the Vancouver Farmers Market at Creekside Community Center on September 26th. So several shows if you want to catch Maria in the Shower. If you want to catch Maria in the Shower, that's the band. Get your mind out of the gutter. Okay, so John and Roy, they wowed a lot of people at this year's Vancouver Folk Music Festival, and they're going to be opening the live sessions, which is a new intimate concert series at UBC's own Chan Center, at the TELUS Studio Theater. So September 23rd will be John and Roy, and there's I think I'm coming to that later in the concert calendar. There's several other Roots musicians doing that series. In any case, we'll quickly go through the Biltmore Cabaret listings for the next few days. Man, I was very sorry that I missed Justin Townes Earle on Monday night. I was just driving home and didn't make it. In any case, tonight you can see, I can't make this one either. Daniel, Fred, and Julie with a solo set from Daniel Romano and Lisa Bozikovic. Now, here's a deal with Daniel, Fred, and Julie. It's a little bit of a super group with Daniel Romano from Attack in Black, Julie Duano, and who else? Fred Squire from, I guess he's from a couple of bands, Shotgun and Jaybird. So that's happening at the Biltmore this evening. Tomorrow night, we are at CITR, are co-presenting Shonen Knife for all you folks who remember Shonen Knife. Yes, I know a lot of you will be getting sitters because you're of that age. So Shonen Knife and Jeff the Brotherhood with guests White Lung. That's happening at the Biltmore tomorrow night. Friday, it will be Titus Andronicus with special guests Free Energy. Monday night, it's Crooked Fingers with guest Shane Abram of the Awkward Stage. And Tuesday night, September 14th at the Biltmore, Christopher Smith and the Beck and Call with friends Sean Watt, Destin Cole, Johnny Wakeham, and CITR's own Chris Horrific. There you go. So that is happening at the Biltmore Cabaret, which of course is at 12th and Kingsway. Let's see. Is there anything? Okay, in the interest of time, I'll just say that you can see the Yale.ca for their lineup. Looks like the same kind of usual suspects there this week. I do like to point out if there's someone, they're bringing someone in from out of town at the Yale. Now, back to Trees Music Nights. Every Thursday and Friday night, they do live acoustic music at Trees Organic House, which is handily located right across from the Waterfront Canada Line station at 450 Granville. And let's see. So this Thursday, which is tomorrow, John Pippus, Ev, and Zenith D. Wonderpants. Zenith D. Wonderpants. Friday night, it's Anna Boots, Larissa Fang, and Brighter Lights, Thicker Glasses. Hey, they stole my name. Man, I would love to have that name if I was a singer-songwriter. Brighter Lights and Thicker Glasses. Boy, can I relate to that. Okay, just to mention again, the Creaking Tree String Quartet is playing at the St. James Hall tonight. You still have time to get down there to see the lads. you know, they're string band music, of course, long been a staple of Americana. And for a bunch of city boys, they definitely do it upright. So go check out the lads. Rhizome Cafe is located at 317 East Broadway. And they have a 10th anniversary coming up September 25th, so I'll mention that. They're looking for people to help them out by participating. So check out their website, rhizomecafe.ca, for info on that. In the meantime, leading up to their anniversary, they've got a little something called Liberating Motherhood, Liberating Community happening on Friday at 6:30. Sort of a little celebration and dialogue with the Breakthrough Mamas. It's a project of the Vancouver Status of Women. And, you know, they're talking about moms and kids and motherhood. The good old semi-regular event board games are so gay. Queer-friendly board games. That is a free event. That's happening Saturday. And there is a book launch on Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Breathing the Page, Reading the Act of Writing by Betsy Warland. So there you go. A little book launch action. Heads up that the New Forms Festival is coming up. Well, I guess it's coming right up. September 10th to 18th, where media, art, electronic music, and digital culture all converge. You can look at their website for more info, newformsfestival.com. Chan Center, yes, this is what I was going to tell you about, the live sessions. So John and Roy are the first one, Thursday, September 23rd. And then Mr. Art Napoleon will be the following week, Thursday, September 30th. And I think Art Napoleon's going to come here onto Folk Oasis and do a little live session to warm up for that. Crash Test Dummies, presented by the Chan Center on October 2nd in the big old concert hall, not the small one. And then back to the live sessions, Thursday, October 7th, will be Haley Sales. So, and that's all happening here on campus, folks, for those of you who live in the hood. Mr. Reed Jameson, he has a CD release party September 18th. At the St. James Hall, 3214 West 10th Avenue, Mr. Reed Jameson will be coming here to do a little half-hour live set next week. So stay tuned for next week's show. Reed, a very charming, lovely voice. It's going to be a great live session. Cottage Bistro up on Main Street. We mention them because they have a little festival coming up as well. And their website is very slow to load. Oh, goodness. Okay, maybe while we wait for it to load, also mention that the Rogue Folk Club is presenting Bruce Molsky September 15th at St. James Hall. That is going to be a must-see for you old-timey bluegrass fans. And also presented by the Rogue Folk Club, this is tomorrow night, Ellen McElwain and Rochelle Van Zanten, two amazing slide guitar players who happen to be women. So they're doing two separate sets from what I understand, although I would hope and imagine that they'll play a bit together. That would be pretty cool. So again, Ellen McElwain and Rochelle Van Zanten, September 9th at St. James, which is located at 3214 West 10th Avenue. Let's see, I think that, last but not least, the Jericho Folk Club. They do shows. Maybe it's not listed here. Well, they do shows every Tuesday night, but their website isn't updated. Oh, sorry, there it is. Yes, it is. Okay, so Tuesday, September 7th, David Ross McDonald. So here's the deal. You go to the Jericho Sailing Center, which is right on the water there at Jericho Beach, 1300 Discovery Street, to be exact. There's a session at 7:30. Then there's an open stage at about 8:10. The feature act, who will be, of course, David Ross McDonald, is at 9:30. And a lovely way to spend a Tuesday evening. I highly recommend it. So, problem loading page. Oh, well. So, Cottage Bistro, in any case, they have a little... they have a little festival coming up. But what you need to do is... Where is it? Cottage-bistro.com. I'm sure it'll be working, you know, sometime at a later date, as they say. So So let's get back into some music here. Oh, right, Mark Berube. I think I did I close his website down? I think I may have. I'm going to reopen it. Have a new little EP. It's actually not a CD. It's an EP from Mark Berube, who, of course, a former Vancouver resident. He's now based in Montreal. And he's going to be back in town opening for The Fugitives. Let me find that here. Shows. Okay, Mark Berube. So he has a bunch of stuff happening in Quebec. And then, here it is, he's at the Wise Hall on September 22nd, opening for The Fugitives. He also did some lovely backing vocals on the famous, soon to be infamous, especially if it wins the Polaris Prize, man. He was on the Dan Mangan album, is what I'm trying to say. So, if I can figure out where I put the CD, I think it's in this, that's slot number two. So, this... a little four-track EP, and the first track on it says that it is a sneak preview of a song from the upcoming album to be released in February 2011. It's called Tailored to Fit. So here he is, opening for The Fugitives on the 22nd, Mark Berube and the Patriotic Few.
Playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man,
I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
All the birds are circling, all the birds.